Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
The first music video commissioned by OpenAI's Sora video model has been released, and Jamie and I both have seen it. My opinion is that this thing is pretty mind-blowing. It is wild. So it's by Paul Trillo. He posted this on X. He said, first official commissioned music video made with OpenAI's Sora for Real Washed Out, the band Real Washed Out. He said, this was an idea I had almost 10 years ago and then abandoned. Finally, I was able to bring it to life. And he's got a link to the full video on Vimeo that Jamie and I have both been checking out. There's a ton of really interesting comments on this. But first, Jamie, I just wanted to get your take. You saw the video, this music video. What was your opinion on this?
Well, I have a lot of thoughts, but my first reaction was, wow, this is amazing, because you're basically having an artist's visual imagination being able to come to life. So the Sora did a great job, I think, making it look, bringing a feeling together. So you have like all these different clips, but they're all have a similar kind of retro washed out, if you will, color profile to them. There's some grain in it, so it kind of looks like an actual old film from the 80s. It really nailed the vibe, if you will, of what the video is about or what the artist was trying to convey. I did think, however, that it showed some of the limitations of Sora moving forward, unless it was on purpose. So, for example, some of the people didn't quite, it looked a little bit dreamlike rather than realistic, if that makes sense. So like, yeah, there was a lot of scenes from like high school party, so they would like go through different like a laundromat, for example, but the machines, you know, there would be like, it wouldn't look that realistic, but you could kind of tell what the items were. So there were definitely some limitations, but in the context of the music video, I think it added to it, to the feel, to the artistry of it. I just don't know, you know, if you're going for a more realistic emulation, if it would be able to nail it. Next, what do you think about it, Jim?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. So like, just to describe the video in a couple seconds, essentially it like opens on like, I've seen a couple of Sora videos doing this, but it's like a camera and it's on a bus and it's zooming down all the rows on the bus, and the whole music video follows the same motion where the camera's essentially moving forward through every scene. So it's like, by the time it gets to the end of the bus, the doors on the back of the bus open up to be in a cafeteria, then it zooms through the cafeteria, down a hallway, then it zooms into a classroom, then it zooms down a hallway, then it zooms outside on the road to a car, then they're in the car. Anyways, it just keeps zooming through everything. So it's a cool motion. Like you said, I think there's some limitations, and I think there's some things really, really impressive. When it comes to music videos, yeah, this thing, it like, if you watch it and like, it just looks like an amazing music video, and it's got like a flow and a feel, and it tells a story, and it's like, wow, it's cool. If you look closely, sometimes when it was zooming by people, I noticed like people looked a little bit weird. Like, I'm like, oh, where does their head start and their hand end? But it's like, also the video is moving really fast, and so some of those, like, I don't know, kind of like weird glitches, you just get through them so fast that you don't really notice, because there's so much motion. So that's one thing that I'm sure they're going to improve on. It honestly reminds me of some of the earlier versions of DALL-E, the image generator, where you'd see like, oh, this person has 6 fingers. Like, I didn't necessarily see people with 6 fingers, but like, kind of that idea, you know, where it's like, oh, this person's like arm is coming out of their hip. There's just like some like sort of like weird things where the image generator didn't get it. Now, eventually our image generators caught up, and you know, DALL-E 3 or whatever, and Midjourney, like these things are phenomenal. And this is kind of where I see the video goes. But like you mentioned, yeah, it seems like there's some limitations like right off the get-go with this thing.
Yeah, but at the same time, that the fact that it was able to like continue the, you know, I would love to know the prompts, honestly. Like how did he command it to continue to have that the forward motion, like you mentioned, throughout the video, that kind of ties everything together. The different scenes from like a high school with like similar or the same, in fact, outfits in each frame. the denim with, you know, like a red shirt, you know, kind of goes throughout the whole video. Just there's a lot of things that are tied together that, you know, I would love to know the prompt and how they built this, but definitely very, very impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think, like you mentioned, one of the most impressive things to me, because we're still struggling with the same issue with image, Midjourney has recently solved it, so kudos to them, but DALL-E has not, is like how it seems like it's the same characters throughout the whole thing. Now, I think they had a couple sneaky things that they did here. One of them being, so the character that's the boy, he has like black hair and a black leather jacket on. The character that's a girl, she's got like red hair. But I think they did a couple sneaky things, which was like a lot of the shots as the couple from like their back. So then you don't actually have to see their face. Their face doesn't have to match up. And then I think they switched between like a back to their face kind of shot so that it's like not like one of their face a couple times in a row. So it's not so obvious that the face kind of changes. But also it seems like it's like through a, you know, maybe like a 4-year period of high school. So maybe they get a little bit older. So you could use strategies like that. Anyways, I think it's really interesting. Someone asked them on X, someone asked him, Paul, on X and said, "Hi, Paul, were any other tools used outside of Sora for this? Would love to know the stack used for the results." And he said, 55 clips cut together in Premiere. That's what's fascinating to me. He's not using like After Effects to edit these things. He's literally just editing this together in Premiere.
Yeah, I would like to know how the transitions work, because it looked like, you know, you're moving through a doorway and then it's a fully different scene. Like, did he do that or did Sora do that? You know, yeah, where I would love to know where he cut the clips, I guess, from a video editing perspective, because that's
not. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So is Paul a musician then, or is he a employee of OpenAI, or what's his background here? What's his role? You know?
So Paul was commissioned by OpenAI to make this video. He made it for the band Washed Out. Sadly, I'm not familiar enough to know if that's his band. It looks like it's a different person in the profile picture for that. So I think he might have. But he said that he's been thinking about this music video idea for the last 10 years. So to me, that means that maybe it's his music video. I'm not 100% sure. So people that probably know will, be criticizing us in the comments. But in any case, he made an incredible music video and he was commissioned by OpenAI to do it. So he wasn't just like, hey, I want to make a music video. Or maybe he did reach out to them. I don't know. But anyway, like, it's a special deal. This isn't like they're releasing this to everyone. I've seen like a handful of people that have been able to use this tool, but it's definitely very limited. I've seen other video movie producers, they're giving this to some people in Hollywood. So people are getting their hands on it and trying it. I think perhaps they're giving it to the people that they feel like would criticize it the most, right? So the movie industry would probably criticize it. So they're like, okay, we'll give you guys like first dibs on like using it and playing with it. And once you fall in love with it, you probably won't be able to go back, you know? So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes, honestly.
Yeah. So yeah, Paul must have had to have special access to Sora and then produce the video, you know, based on that. But still, yeah, very interesting. I think, like I mentioned earlier, in the music video setting where you're going for a more artistic feel, I think that this is a perfect use case. But then as Sora continues to improve, you know, more into the movie production side of things. Although movies often are very artistic as well, and you want to have it feel dreamlike. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see this music video fully put together compared to the first clips we saw of Sora, because those were, in my opinion, a lot of them seemed more realistic. Although I think they had a elephant turn into a bird or something. I don't know. So maybe not. But yeah, just it's really interesting to see this mostly focused on people and different faces, and then like one scene throughout, you know, during a video. So very cool.
Yeah, 100%. If you enjoyed the episode today, it's actually Jamie's birthday coming up either this year or next month, or next year. I forget, but soon, within the next 365 days. And as I told you last week, his number one request for his birthday is if you could leave us a review on the podcast. It would mean the world to him. And make sure to say happy birthday. But we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll catch you all next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.